What is Lady Gaga doing kissing a married man? We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, Jennifer Lopez is about to tie the knot for the fourth time, but she says that her first two marriages don't count.
I'd like a big wedding, and I'd like to get married in a church this time. I've never been married in a church. I've been married three times, and once was 9 months, and once was 11 months, so I don't really count those, but I was married to Mark for 10 years.
She said the only marriage she counts is her marriage to Mark Anthony because they were married for 10 years. And she said that especially the first two times, she got married for the wrong reasons. She kind of thought if she got married, she'd always have somebody, but that was the wrong reason for her to tie the knot. And she's doing it for the right reasons this time.
I mean, a couple things. Just because it's for the wrong reasons doesn't mean it doesn't count. Second, if somebody says, you know, I now pronounce you husband and wife, it counts. It still counts no matter how long it was.
All right.
Like Britney Spears was married for 3 days. She's been married once before.
That was annulled, actually, so no. Britney Spears.
Well, she still said I do, though, right?
No, when it's annulled, it didn't happen.
Oh,
when you're
okay.
divorced, it did happen. Annulment is like it never happened.
All right.
That's why everybody in Hollywood wants an annulment when it goes sour. All right, O.J. Simpson has launched a Twitter account, and he says he's got a little getting even to do.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
Just how he says at the end, I got a little getting even to do. He's just been mocking this for 25 years now. It's been 25 years.
Yeah, I'd be scared if I was
since
the world.
His big case. I'm always terrified of this man. He also decided to use his new platform to tell people that he has never had a relationship with Kris Jenner, despite those rumors.
But never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Kris romantically or sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless.
There were speaking of tasteless, there have also been rumors that he's Khloe Kardashian's father, which he denies as well.
He's got over 500,000 followers on Twitter. So if we're not careful, he's going to be the next president of the United States.
That's how these things go in the U.S.
It
could. I can't believe it is like shocking to me. I don't know if you feel the same way. Shocking to me that it's been 25 years since the whole scandal surrounding Nicole Brown Simpson and her death.
I remember where I was during the white Bronco chase. Remember that chase that was it was like the very first famous car chase. I remember watching it at home on the TV.
25 years ago. All right. So Lady Gaga shared a very romantic kiss with her trumpet player on stage this weekend during her show. Now, his name is Brian Newman, and he is a married man. Listen to this. This is it all going down. And then they make out and the crowd goes wild. Now, Lady Gaga is really close friends with Brian.
Yeah.
She's the godmother of his child. His wife was in the audience. And some people are saying, you know what? Lady Gaga's a performer. It was just for the show. But some people found it completely inappropriate. They were like, I know they've been friends forever, but he's a married man.
Yeah.
And his wife was there.
I mean, I've got friends of the opposite sex that I'm really, really close with. I'm not kissing them, no matter whether it's a show or not, especially not romantically, and especially not with their spouse in the audience watching.
I know. They're performing, though, and I really think, this is my guess, she did this to sort of take some of the attention away from the whole Bradley Cooper and Arena Shake thing.
And guess how that paid out? We're still talking about Bradley Cooper.
I think that she feels bad for, she's mentioned, like, stop it and be nice. I think she feels bad for his ex and is, like, tired of people talking about it. She's like, I'll give you something to talk about. I'm going to make out with my best friend with his wife in the audience.
Perfect. Thanks.
It worked.